The do's and don'ts of emailing with your colleagues. Nowadays, effective and positive communication with your colleagues is not just about using your face-to-face communication skills. Email often forms a major part of our working relationship and is an equally important and influential forum. Take a moment to consider for yourself some of the do's and don'ts as far as emailing is concerned, in your opinion. Emails have largely replaced inter-office memos nowadays and may form a large part of your interaction with your colleagues. They may never be printed out and are stored in your computer files, and it's good practice to prune those email files regularly. The speed and interactive nature of emails tends to invite knee-jerk responses and wordiness. They should be concise and short, a maximum length of one screen. Send anything lengthy as an attachment. When you write emails to friends, you can be as informal as you wish. However, when you send business emails, you need to remain courteous. Here are some hints. The do's of emailing. Do have an informative subject line. Put the key point of your message up front. Be brief. Make it easy for the reader to reply yes or no, or give a short answer, instead of "let me know what you think," write "let me know whether Monday or Wednesday is better for you." Make it easy to read. Combine upper and lower case. Use white space and a legible font. Use a conversational tone. Use symbols occasionally to emphasise. For example, putting asterisks around a word can be a good idea. End well with an appropriate next step. Proofread before sending. Wait a moment and check that you have the right recipients before pressing send. Ensure you give a good impression of yourself online, because remember that your email can be forwarded to anyone or everyone else in the company, or indeed anywhere. Do restrict the message to one topic also, wherever possible. The don'ts of emailing. Don't use email if the message needs to be private or secure. Perhaps your company has a policy on this. Don't send an email that you wouldn't want anyone else to read. It's too easy to forward. Don't leave the subject line blank or use all capital letters. Don't forward a message without a brief comment about why you're forwarding it. And don't pepper emails with smiley faces or other emoticons. Don't let emoticons or offensive language detract from your message. And don't send without checking for mistakes.